A couple of Fridays ago, a brush fire just south of the Wailua River closed Kuhio Highway around 3 in the morning. 5 hours later, the road was reopened, but traffic didn't start moving until much later in the morning. Kauai has one main road that circles 80% of the island, and except where it passes one of the island's towns, there are no alternate routes. That means a brush fire, a traffic accident, or any other emergency simply brings traffic to a standstill. Old cane haul roads crisscross the island, and a few are occasionally used during emergencies, but the state is reluctant to spend money to pave them as alternate routes only for emergencies, and using them is not always an option. The 2006 Kaloko Dam break released millions of gallons of water, which claimed 7 lives and entirely tore away the main road. That area between Anahola and Kilauea has no alternate routes, leaving helicopter or boat as the only option. North-south traffic on Kauai stood still until the road could be repaired days later. Periodically, there's talk of paving the deeply rutted 11-mile power line trail from Princeville to Kapa'a. It hasn't happened for a combination of reasons: environmental concerns, fears of enabling development of the interior of the island, and an ingrained urge to keep Kauai rural. So for at least the medium term, there's no alternative, leaving Kauai's residents and visitors alike vulnerable to the traffic challenges of a single road. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Scott Jarman on Kauai.